Brazil's president has welcomed the discovery of large oil reserves near the Amazon coast, despite opposition to drilling in the area from environmentalists. The majority state-owned energy company, Petrobras, has detected reserves off the coast last week. Environmental and indigenous groups have since sued the Brazilian government and Petrobras to halt exploration. But President Lula da Silva says the new oil discovery could be, quote, a passport to the country's future. Gustavo Ribeiro is a journalist and co-founder of the Brazilian Report. I spoke to him a short time ago. Gustavo Ribeiro, what do we know about this oil discovery and why President Lula da Silva has called this a potential passport for Brazil's future?
At this moment, we don't know that much. We know that Petrobras found hydrocarbons in a block where it had been exploiting for oil, but we don't know the extent of these reserves or any other detail. President Lula said that this is light oil and that it would be oil that is very, very valuable. Now, these reserves are located in an area called the Equatorial Margin, and analogous reserves in Guyana or in West Africa would suggest that these reserves can be massive. They are Petrobras' best bet for the future, and they are treated as Brazil's and potentially the world's next oil frontier.
The president has previously pledged to phase out fossil fuels in Brazil and taken action to reduce deforestation of the Amazon. How does this latest discovery sit with most Brazilians?
Well, this area, the Equatorial Margin, is the single biggest contradiction in Lula's environmental policy. And his environmental policy has been more or less based on reducing Amazon deforestation. But his administration has, apart from the environment ministry, has been quite bullish on oil. What Lula's aides tell the public is that Brazil is committed to energy transition, but oil is going to pay for that transition. And when there is any pushback from environmentalists, the Brazilian government says, we want to do in Brazil what Norway is doing. Norway is a massive oil exporter, but in Norway, it uses green energy.
Where do environmental issues sit on the priorities for Brazilian voters ahead of the presidential election in October, Gustavo?
I don't think that the environment ranks that high on Brazilians' minds. I think that they can shape parts of the left voting decision for Congress, but the presidential race is pitting Lula against Flávio Bolsonaro. So we're going to have, for the third straight time, Lulism against Bolsonarism. And I think that everything else falls into the background. Actually, it's a battle of who voters hate the most. I think that voters who are afraid of the return of Bolsonarism will side with Lula regardless.
Let's talk about Flávio Bolsonaro. He's the son of the former president, serving a 27-year prison sentence for plotting a coup after losing the 2022 election. How is Flávio Bolsonaro navigating that legacy?
Well, he's embracing it because that's pretty much his only pitch. He says that voting for him is the same as voting for his father, that he will try to take his father out of prison, even issuing veiled threats of breaking with the constitutional order for that. So he has embraced that legacy, saying that his father is the victim of the deep state. Actually, that's the only card he has on his deck.
What's the relationship like at the moment between Brazil and the United States? We know that President Bolsonaro and President Trump previously had a close relationship at times. What's it like under Lula da Silva?
Well, we are at one of the rockiest moments in a 200-year relationship. The Brazilian government fears that Washington may try to interfere with the Brazilian election in order to help the Bolsonaros or even if it doesn't interfere with the pre-electoral stage, not recognize the results if it is a close election as it was 4 years ago. And the Brazilian government expects that regardless of how the elections unfold, the U.S. is going to keep pressure on Brazil in order to try to get access to rare minerals, to oil, and to energy sources of all kinds.
Gustavo Ribeiro, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.